Most of us think of ourselves as imperfect simply because that's what we've been conditioned to believe from the beginning of our lives. We see ourselves as imperfect and needing to be fixed, that somehow our actions and our thoughts, our emotions, our other experiences as they appear need to be modified, or that we need to cling to them and hold on to them. That would be exemplified by positive states, that we need to hold on to our positive states and keep those in place, keep those intact, and basically get rid of everything else, either avoid it or replace it. And sometimes we are at a loss to avoid it or replace it, so we just indulge it, often unwittingly, not knowing that we have any other way to be. And all the while, all of our conduct, no matter what it is, appears within a naturally perfect basic state, and all of the conduct of that basic state is timelessly organic and spontaneously self-releasing just as it is. It arises in itself and releases in itself with nothing needing to be done and no agent or actor who needs to release it. Everything, all phenomena, self-release in the basic state. This is its dynamic energy and power. Now, if we don't know that that is our primary identity, the basic state, then we're constantly trying to associate ourselves with a self-identity. We think that we are somehow self-identified or built out of all of our points of view that we have associated with a self-identity. And that's almost always a very painful state of affairs, where we're constantly wishing and hoping for change of some sort. We want some sort of change in phenomena to occur. And this is really futile and absolutely pointless. It's really a gross misunderstanding of who we are. When we're always striving to be perfect and to be some kind of idealized construct, social construct, then we always fall short of that. No matter how much perfection we attain, we're always taking two steps forward and falling back four or five. So we never make any headway. For every step we take, we feel like we're falling back and that there's always more to do. And so to come to the understanding that the nature of existence exactly as it is does not require any modification of what appears. And in fact, it's impossible to modify what appears. Even if we think that we're modifying something that appears, we haven't changed the uniflow of phenomena. We're just saying that we have. Do you see what I'm saying? We're attributing change to a system of reification where we look at the abstract as though it has a concrete identity. And so we look at you or we look at me and we say, now that that is a concrete identity, I'm going to attribute a concrete identity to that person, place, or thing. I'm going to say that they exist in their own right, that they're solid and real and fixed, that they're based on an accumulation of evidence called their history or chronology of their life. And we misidentify ourselves in this way, and we misidentify others in this way. And that creates a tremendous lack of clarity and a state of total devitalization, disempowerment. Now, the whole point of the Basic State book is to point out that everything has as its primary identity a basic state, and that basic state is unavoidable. In other words, there's no way to get into it, and there's no way to get out of it. There's no way to come together with it or depart from it. And no matter what appears, it's impossible that it ever be separate or apart from the basic state. And that makes our condition unavoidable. Our condition is the basic state, and the sooner that we identify with that, the better. When we're always trying to rearrange the puzzle of phenomena, then we can't tap into the energy at our disposal. We have tremendous power and energy at our disposal. In fact, we have the power and energy of mastery over all phenomena at our disposal. However, if we continue to look at ourselves as limited and restricted by a self-identity, and that we are that alone, then we never experience that tremendous power and energy. One word to describe that, or phrase that would describe that tremendous power and energy, is natural perfection. And a simple way to describe how that is in life is happiness. Happiness and empathy. In other words, not simply seeing the plight of others, but actually feeling for and with them. By deeply understanding the nature of all of our own emotions and thoughts and experiences to be the basic state, then we feel with and for everyone. We're not cut off and at a distance from ourselves or from anyone else. And this is really a very profound state of affairs, you could say. When we don't feel cut off from anyone else, then we feel completely unified. We feel unified within ourselves, and we feel unified with everyone. And we see that we're the sole source of responsibility for our life and our actions. We release a tremendous energy and power, an energy and power of clarity and empathy and skillfulness and insight that cannot be attained in any way. It can never be learned because it's the natural state of everything. When we have the good fortune, the good luck to really understand ourselves as we are, then the very least that can come about is that we'll be happy all the time. That's the very least that will come about. And even if we were to never speak another word for the rest of our lives, we'd be a living example of tremendous empathy and compassion. And so you see, if we do speak or take action in the world in some way that carries that power and energy of clarity, empathy, insight, and skillful action, practical, perfected action, always knowing how to go about whatever we need to go about. No more troublesome dilemmas. that seem like there's no way out. Even life itself is no longer a troublesome dilemma of trying to figure it out. Figure it out is not the maxim we live by. The complete ease of being is as natural as this moment right here, just the ease of this moment. If you just took a moment to a short moment of complete ease and relaxation, as though you had nothing left to do in your entire life. Just that moment of complete ease is what the basic state is. Everything appears within it, thinking, no thinking, highly pitched, disturbing emotions, as well as peaceful, joyful emotions. And you could call that the presence of total love, total complete love, but not the crazy love we usually think about where we want something from someone else. The total presence of love. The total presence of love that shines in everything. And that love is easy. It's completely easy. It's completely easygoing, and it's always present. If you just, for a moment, experience love, total love, just remembering someone or something that you love, where you love them unconditionally. Maybe it's a person, maybe it's a pet, maybe it's a sunset or some special moment in your life where you were just completely filled with love and could see nothing else. That's what the basic state is all the time. So you see, there's no special circumstance required for that love. It's just that in that moment, for some reason, you were introduced to the complete experience of your own being, to the instinctive recognition, the instinctive conviction of your own being. And in that moment, you know that clearly. You know that that's who you are. And maybe you tried to stay in that moment because you thought it was a special moment, disconnected from everything else or associated with a special person, place, or thing. But it never was. It was always intrinsic. It's always innate. It's always right here. And it's not conditioned. So it isn't conditioned by anything. It's not conditioned by any thought you have. Every thought you have is equally imbued with that perfect love. Every emotion you have is equally imbued with that perfect love. Every experience, sensation that arises is equally imbued with that perfect love. The idea of you being somebody who has all these thoughts, emotions, sensations, and experiences, that's totally imbued with love. There isn't anyone specific in there who is experiencing love. The instinctive recognition of love is a vast expanse. Everything is convicted with love. And so it's an entirely faithful environment. It's a faithful ecosystem of love, you could say, that pervades everything. No special place to get to. No destination anywhere in sight. No person who's going to help bring that about. It's all you, completely you, and no one else. You're the center, the nexus, the locus of everything, just as it is. this faculty subsumes all other faculties. Any faculties we may think we have that are required to operate effectively and efficiently in the world, they're all outshone by this tremendous faculty, the greatest and most immense of all faculties that embraces everything. Just this, that's it. Nothing to change, nothing to do.